We are going to be discussing about Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabia Basariya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayha. Of course, she was a very devoted worshipper, pious, and Allah Azza wa Jal fearing. She was very, very God-fearing. In other words, she had so much of taqwa and piety in her, subhanallah, that she would fast during the days and worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the nights excessively. At times it has mentioned that as she is pasting in her house, she would talk to her nafs whenever she would feel sleepy, and she would speak to her own desires and say, "Oh Rabia, you want to go and rest? Since you are tired of worshipping, you are tired and now you are falling asleep. Wake up. What are you going to do and sleep? What are you going to gain by sleeping? Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship your Rabb, because you will rest in the grave only. The only place for you to rest is the qabr and not this world." Wo apne nafs ko ya apne nafs ki tarbiyat is tarah se karti thi that she would kill her sleep deliberately. She would burn her sleep and she would not let herself rest. Allahu Akbar. And she will continue worshipping. In this way, it has been mentioned that for 50 years, she, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, never ever used the bed to sleep. She never slept on a comfortable bed to sleep, nor did she ever use a pillow to rest her head for approximately 50 years of her life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to also adopt piety for her sake. This is few aspects of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabia Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. That's she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would perform intense worship and spiritual exercises. As I mentioned, that she will go to the extent of reforming her nafs, so much so that she would not even take rest, abstain from food. During the hot weather, she would keep fast, remain thirsty, eat less, sleep less. She would not even talk for many, many weeks and months to come. She would not communicate with people. She would be engrossed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is tarah ki jo ibadat karti thi. Allahu Akbar. Aap zara sochiye to maqam kya hoga? What will be the status of Rabia Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha? It can be understood from this one beautiful narration I would like to present here. Ki ek martaba yu hua ki as she was in her home and she was making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a thief came into her house to steal. And since he found nothing, on his way out, she called out to him and said, "Are you going to go empty-handed? Are you going to return and leave my home without taking anything?" The thief was now, he was shocked and astonished as to she knows that I'm in the house. The owner knows that I'm here. And he knew that this is the house of Rabia Basariya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. So he said, "Well, there was nothing besides a lota. There was nothing else besides a lota, which was used actually to perform wudu, etc. So it was like a jar or a jug, which was kept. And besides that, there was nothing else found in the home." So he said that, "Besides this, I have found nothing. So what do I take and go?" She says, "Well, if you are a clever thief, then you would not leave this house without taking anything. If you are intelligent, if you are a clever thief, you will definitely take something and go with you." Allahu Akbar. Then she said to him that, "If you say there's nothing here, then follow what I say. Make wudu with this particular lota. Take water in this jug, in this lota, and perform your wudu and read as I tell you to read salah." Allahu Akbar. The thief is now shocked. He came to steal and take goods. He came for the worldly belongings. Ar Rabia Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alaiha is directing him towards wudu and salah. Nonetheless, he performed wudu as she told him to do, and he stood for salah. It has been mentioned that as he started his salah, and during his salah, the condition of his heart had changed. As he is standing there for salah, Rabia Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha then lifted her hands and she said, "Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, O the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, my job was to bring him till the musalla. Your rahmat, it's all dependent upon your mercy now to forgive his sins. Elevate his status, erase his guna, and change the condition of his heart. Mola wahdahu la sharik." The duty of Rabia, your bandi, was to bring him till the musalla. And this is what I could have done, what was in my capability, and what is in your merciful hands, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Change the condition of this banda. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that he was so delighted by this worship that he continued with his salah right up to the time of Sahri. And as the time of Sahri had come in, she, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, heard him making this dua. In his ibadat, in his dua and supplication, he is talking to his nafs and he's saying, "Oh nafs, aren't you ashamed of hiding your sin from the people of the dunya? Yes, you could hide your sin from the people of this world, but when your Rabb and your Creator will seize you on the day of judgment, then won't you be ashamed? Where would you take your face and go? For all these years you have hid your sins. You have robbed people, you have hurt people, you have caused harm and inconvenience to people. And this is the time for you to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He was enjoying his ibadat. Do rakat padhne ke liye aaya tha, saari raat ibadat mein guzar gaya. The entire night he remained worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the morning part had come in, she then asked him, "How did you spend your night?" He says, "Well, I have been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I see a change within myself. I have felt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven my sins. I feel that now the condition of my heart has changed. I have no inclination towards committing haram deeds anymore. I want to please my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." When Rabia Basriya heard this, she raised her hands and she said, "Mola, this thief, he stood in your bargah for one night and you accepted him in your bargah? But Rabia is standing in your court for so many years. Have you accepted her deeds as well, Mola? Have you forgiven Rabia?" Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. It was immediately heard, as she heard from the ears of her heart, "Oh Rabia, we have accepted him for your sake. And we have granted that person our closeness for your sake. We have accepted him because of you. And we have granted him our closeness also because of you." Allahu Akbar. Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Ye wo shakhsiyat hai. She is that great personality in Islam, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that had performed numerous karamat. The topic right now are the blessings of the awliya and salihin. Ab zara dekhein ki jo chor ek lamhe mein, ek waqt mein, ek raat ke andar yu badal jaye ki aaya tha chori karne ke liye, he came to steal the wealth of the world, but here he is taking the dawlat of iman and faith and the blessings of Quran, the blessings of being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came as a thief and he is leaving as a wali. This is indeed through the power of the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatness of those who are engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha se muhabbat karte hain. We have devotion to the friends of Allah azza wa jal. Imagine if we had devotion and love and true connection with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what would have been our condition as well? Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the closeness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that changes the critical condition of people. Therefore, it is my earnest appeal to us. Let us follow and obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.